A woman claims that she filed for divorce, quote, because my husband over-tightens all the jar lids. She said that doesn't seem, may not seem like a very big deal, but if every jar in the house is over-tightened to the point where he needs to be there to open them, it's so annoying when he's not around and she can't get anything done. She says she did confront her husband about it many times and it would get better for a while and then become the issue again. And if he wasn't home, she would regularly have to open a new jar of something just because she couldn't get their current jar open. So then we get to the point in this story where she discovers that jars that he didn't even have any purpose in getting into, had no reason to be into and using them, he was over-tightening those too on purpose. He was doing it just to push her buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sending her over the edge. Like to a point where she lost sleep over it, had a little bit of a breakdown where she got sick and had a panic attack, felt like she was having a heart attack. One time her husband was out of town and she had to have a neighbor come over and unscrew the lids of the jars for her. And then even he couldn't get some of them off either. She said there were really no other issues. I think there were. The jars, man. It's the jars.
Here's my thing. I'm trying to think before I speak because I don't always do that. But
I almost snorted coffee out my nose there.
I feel like this is just fundamentally wrong, and it is all on him. Why have you chosen to be with this person if you don't like them? Because this is something that you would... It's so petty and just... It's mean on a basic level, but it's still mean. Why do you want to be mean to the person that you chose? You chose them.
If she has shared with you multiple times that this is annoying to her and actually prohibits her from getting through her day, right? And you choose to still do that. That's gaslighting, button pushing, a small form of abuse, whatever you want to call it.
When you got engaged, were you like, ooh, I bet I could try for the rest of my life to make this person miserable, and they could try for the rest of their life to make me miserable, and then in our misery, let's live together for all of this time so we can't escape the misery. Let's go!
No, but I think a lot of times people will overlook things, or the things that they find kind of cute when they're dating and
become
funny.
Annoying.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I'm not going to get into that list. Because that could be a 25-minute break right there.
When you hit that moment, you're like, are you breathing again?
Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about age being just a number. Because you know what? Wow at that picture.
Yes.
That you just showed me.
So Marissa Tahoe is talking about her experience as a contestant in the Miss Texas USA pageant. She's going to compete against nearly 100 other women at the pageant this weekend in Houston, as reported by the El Paso Times. Now, she is representing El Paso. Now, if she wins, she'll go on to represent Texas in the Miss USA pageant in August. Now, she could only do this after the Miss Universe organization removed contestant age limits, trying to be more inclusive. Because Marissa is 71 years old.
Let me say that again.
Yes.
Marissa is 71 years young.
She is the oldest woman to ever compete in the Miss Texas USA competition. And we looked at a picture of her with three other contestants standing together.
It took me a minute.
Yeah. You have a hard time figuring out
of the four contestants.
Of the four contestants, which one is the one who's 71? She looks fabulous. She said she wants to win so she can use the accomplishment as proof that you are never too old to pursue a dream. And that women of all ages now have a new stage of opportunity, strength, and beauty.
I like that. That's nice.
I think it's fantastic
also,
as well.
Also, I'm over here aging like milk.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
In a good way. In a very good way. But, you know, you start thinking about people who didn't start, you know, their careers until they were older. I mean, we've got the one woman who didn't start weightlifting until she was, what, like 56?
Mm-hmm.
And then in her 70s, she was doing bodybuilding competitions. And it's just, there's so much.
I go back to the quote from Anthony Bourdain.
Uh-huh.
On this Anthony Bourdain Day holiday. He was talking about move. Just get up and go somewhere. Do something.
Right.
And I think as we age, that is so important.
Martha Stewart wasn't Martha Stewart until she was 41. I mean, and that was just one of the people who was a little bit later in life, right?
Yeah. Also, didn't go to jail for the first time until her 50s. I guess. A Miami woman is facing charges after being caught trying to give Botox injections in the mall parking lot. Lena.
Who's, wait a second.
I know.
Who, okay.
Lena Alexandra Gutierrez Farfan. What a name.
Yeah.
Names 48 years old, recently arrested by Miami-Dade police. She was charged with practicing healthcare without a license and possession of prescription drugs with the intent to sell or deliver. Now, the police investigation started after one of the clients complained that he had a huge lump on his forehead that lasted a month. He went to police about it. Well, Gutierrez Farfan was charging patients $150 to $200 per session, and the person who reported the case to the police was under the impression that they were a licensed provider, like she was lying about it. Of course I'm a doctor that operates in the parking lot
parking
of
lot.
The mall. So detectives set up a sting to meet this woman in the parking lot of the Midway Crossing Mall. And she did meet with them, not realizing they were cops. They agreed to do the injections for $350, and then she was arrested.
So she was doing this out of a cooler bag?
Yeah,
it wasn't even like she had
like
a setup in the back of a van or something like that. No, she was just driving
her
own vehicle.
That's too classy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Here, just hold still. I'll just jab you through the window.
I don't know who the bigger bonehead is here. This woman who was actually making money doing something, or all of the people
yes.
who were like, oh.
Oh, that sounds legit.
She's got a bag and everything right over here in the mall parking lot. Let's do this.
But she has
Shut
a
up and take my money.
She has a stethoscope.
Right. Clearly it's legit. I'll let her stab me in the face. Absolutely.
Oh.
Boneheads of the day.
Yeah.
Right there.